You're good.
Are we live?
We're live.
Are we live, Kevin? Okay. Well, what's up, everybody? We are here to talk about the Mobile Hunter Roadshow. It's a brand new thing. This is the first year for it. I'm excited about it. I've been traveling for many, many years, for a long time, across the Midwest, East Coast, doing consumer trade shows in the spring, selling stands, bullshitting whitetails, making lifelong friends. I've met some of my, you know, I consider guys that are like my best friends or better friends at trade shows. I mean, they're awesome. You know, every like-minded guys get together, you know, talk about hunting, and, you know, we're all passionate about it. So I'm excited. We're holding six confirmed events, possibly seven this summer. And it's going to be a damn good time.
Dude, I'm pumped. I'm really excited about this. You know, this was probably a couple months ago, you mentioned something about this on your podcast. And when you did, I was like, like normal things, I'm like, man, this is going to be awesome. Like, he definitely needs to come to PA. And I got on, and I think there was on Mobile Hunters United, there was like a poll or whatever. I'm like, wow, Pennsylvania is like top of the food chain here. Like, people really want you to come here. And then I reached out to you and said, hey man, if you want to hold one at my place, it's open to you. So we linked up. Dude, and here we go.
And that just actually kind of makes me want to rewind a second. I came in so hot, excited about the Mobile Hunter Roadshow that I didn't kind of introduce what's going on here. So, this is you'll be hearing this on DeQuisto Series podcast as well as Kevin's Trad Geeks podcast. But just to give you guys a little backstory, who are, you know, tuning in through my channel, Kevin Merrill, he does Trad Geeks. He is an awesome traditional archer. He's a buddy of mine. We've become friends, you know, and he's a mobile hunter. And he is actually hosting, I mean, we will be at the headquarters for the first mobile roadshow event in Marion Center, PA, the Western PA event. And it's funny you said that, because I remember first brainstorming this concept, and the whole thing kind of came to fruition with all the COVID stuff. So I know that not this past spring, but the spring before, right when COVID hit, it wiped out half of the consumer show schedule. So, I mean, and honestly, at that point in time, it was kind of cool. I was like, oh man, okay, they ended early. You know, I think I got four shows in that year and normally do eight. But then when it continued on in this past year, it impacted just, I guess, you know, gatherings big time in general. And we started to see events get canceled, events get rescheduled, event venue changes, like all this stuff was happening. And it kind of sucked. It really put a damper on the show season. And I didn't know if they would come back. ATA went virtual this year, and it was just kind of, it fell on its face. I mean, I just don't think you can get what you get in an actual, you know, personal gathering setting. So with all that being said, you know, I was worried that there was going to be no shows. So I started messing around with the idea, and I was like, you know what? I travel anyway. I'm just going to load up the XOP van with the whole Lone Wolf custom gear line, the XOP line, all my personal hunting stuff. And I'm just going to go travel out to the East Coast, visit some buddies. And on my way out there, I'm just going to stop. I'm going to get on social media, and I'm just going to stop at different parks, and I'm going to meet up with guys who want to see the line, and I'm going to talk hunting, and we're going to go over tactics and strategies. And I was just like, oh, it'll be really cool. So I kind of put some feelers out, and we did a poll on the Mobile Hunters United Facebook page, and it got really good response. And I'm like, oh damn, you know, a lot of people would want to, would want to do this and want to see the stuff. And that's when I seen, you know, one of the first messages I got was from Kevin, and I actually got, you know, a handful of messages, but he's like, dude, I'm right in Pittsburgh. And I was literally just thinking, and I was watching Pennsylvania and the East Coast kind of light up. And I know it's just the mobile hunting community is huge out there with, you know, the great response and the people and, you know, friends I've made and, you know, doing the Harrisburg show. So It was really cool to see that, and I'm super jacked to get out there by Kevin's place and, kick it off.
Yeah, man, I'm really, really excited. I'm like an hour and 20 minutes north, or hour and 30 minutes northeast of Pittsburgh. So anybody listening, that's kind of where the location will be. But kind of a farm, 45 acres. Tell everybody a little bit about the event, Cody. Like, what are we going to be doing? It's
Yeah.
an entire day, right? So
Great.
we got a
Yes.
lot
Yes.
scheduled in that
Great.
day, but
Great question, Kevin. No, yeah. So this is there's a couple different key points to these events and a couple things I think would be, really, really well recepted by just, mobile hunters. And I think about what I'd want to do, if I was coming out and seeing somebody. So not only will we have the entire product line. So just kind of like a show, you'll be able to see, touch, feel the entire lineup of products, XOP and custom gear, as well as all the new products nobody's seen yet. So there's a lot of stuff we've been keeping under our hat. I know we at least have probably four SKUs for custom gear and four SKUs for XOP as well that we were planning a kind of a June launch. So there's a lot of stuff people haven't seen yet. There's a lot of stuff that we've teased that people are really anxious to see. A lot of stuff you might want to try this year to upgrade your stuff from last year, or maybe you don't have any of our products and you've just been looking at them and want to see them. So it'll be really great because all those products will be there, excuse me. And not only that, you'll be able to use them. So you'll be able to try out the ones that you think might work for you and mess around with them and kind of get firsthand experience. And how we're doing that is this thing that I'm calling the stand hang workshop. So what this will be is it'll be the entire show will kind of get together, have an open discussion on the different styles and types of mobile hunting, whether it be saddle platforms and saddles and tree stands and permanent sets that are very easily movable versus the stand that's on your back. And we'll just kind of go over some things and that's when we'll do a line overview so guys can kind of get their ideas. And then we'll actually kind of gravitate toward the field and we will break into groups and actually everybody will get a chance to hands-on try all this different gear. And the cool thing about it is that it'll actually be myself as well as a couple, other experienced veteran mobile hunters, staff people, close personal friends of mine that we may have different styles, but we all kind of, are in one with the mobile aspect. So the cool thing about that is when we break into groups, you will be able to get firsthand experience on everyone's different take and different style. Kevin probably has a different setup than I do, and oh, actually, I know that we've been hunting out of sort of the same setup, but whether a guy's using long sticks versus shorts, if he's got eighters on him, if he's got double steps versus single, whether he likes the smaller stand or the bigger stand for foot room or shooting sitting down, standing up. So it'll be really cool because we'll be able to dive in. You'll be able to get 4 to 5 different, kind of perspectives on mobile hunting from successful mobile hunters. So, I mean, time-tested techniques and tips that have really helped all of us get the job done over the years on, public land, private land, hill country, flat ground, all that stuff. So there'll be a little bit of everything to grab from, and I really think that, after this, a guy will have a really good idea and be fired up to get into the woods this upcoming fall. I know that, man, even I think we're going as far as to having some targets there too. We'll be shooting some bows and, even getting that feel of like, shooting out of the stand and that kind of stuff. So it'll be really cool. The event will definitely be kind of focused around the tree stand hang workshop. But it is kind of, it's going to be open. real open lax setting, but we're going to try and stick to like a schedule of events. Right, Kevin? I mean, we got some things planned out. We're going to have some open discussion on tree stand mods, scouting tactics, just, you know, mobile hunting efficiency, lasting all year. You know, a lot of unique things. So there'll be some open discussions as well. And, not only that, we're going to be giving away some product, which is awesome. So we'll have some form of cool contest that'll be unique to each event. We'll be giving away a bunch of custom gear and a bunch of XOP stuff as well. And, it will be a good time. Very laid back. Oh, and actually, Kevin, the after party, this.
Yeah. So before we get into that, Cody, just to kind of give people a visualization of what it's going to look like. So everything is going to be held on my farm. It will be kind of tight probably with the amount of people that'll be there, but I'm going to try to have different stations. So we're moving throughout the farm, different areas. So like maybe a lecture area, the hang and stand area, just different areas where we're moving throughout the farm, getting different views of things, lots of different areas on the property that I think, you know, especially like Cody can show different techniques that he does in different situations. I know that's what I'm looking forward to the most, is just seeing how other guys do things. Even just down to the basics of, here's the tree that you got to set up in. How is he doing it versus how I'm doing it? Maybe I'll learn. I know I'm going to learn a lot from that. And I think everybody will, even the experienced guys. So I'm really pumped for that. But so that the event's held at my place, and then we're having an after party at Yellow Creek Campground, which is my mother-in-law's campground. Cody, you mentioned you were really stoked about that because you love camping. So I think it's going to be an awesome area where, after a long day of just hanging out and chilling and everybody getting to know each other, having, you know, a fire to sit around and just talk more and hang out. But there are a limited amount of spots there. So if you're listening to the podcast now, make sure you head over to campyellowcreek.com, give her a call or email her requesting a spot for the Mobile Hunting Roadshow, because there are a limited amount of spots. So make sure you hop on that right away if you want to be a part of like the after party, hanging out with Cody and I and everybody that's involved. You don't have to, but you'll have to pick up a hotel or something like that. Or if you're really close, maybe you'll just want to head home, but it'll be pretty cool, I think.
Yeah, I'm particularly pumped about that. I know that, you know, I originally on the trip out just planned on camping everywhere. And, you know, as soon as we started kind of making these things, or setting these things in stone, I was like, okay, we got to have an after event, just not even an event, but just hanging out, man. I mean, just, you know, yep. BSing, shooting the shit. And I think it'll be really cool. The campground's not too far away from, Kevin's place, and it'll be a good time to just kind of, you know, everybody to hang out a little bit more.
Yeah. There's a nice trout stream there. There's going to be live music that night going on. So it's a place you could, even if you wanted, you could bring your family. They could stay at the campground while you come to the event, and then you go back to them and do things the next day. You could kind of make a weekend out of it. So,
oh, hell yeah.
I think it'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that's going to be one of the more popular things too. So definitely if that sounds interesting to you and you want to come hang out after the event, I would definitely snag up those campsites. That's done. You know, I think, like, as Kevin said, you can, we'll probably post a link or something with the, podcast as well. So you can get over there, or give her a call.
Yep.
As far as the event sign up, that we will be releasing in the next few days as well. So, we are limiting these events to attendance just because, you know, every location, every event, we got a different cap. So this will be limited. So I suggest, if it is something you're interested to, as soon as we release that, go ahead and book your spot, just to secure that you get in. But like I said, that'll be in the next couple of days. We're still working all the kinks out with this stuff. I mean, it's you know, laid back, easy. And I think Yeah, I mean, can't be more than a couple of days, but I'm going to try and do both. I'm going to try and release both the PA event information at once too. We will be having a secondary event on the eastern side of Pennsylvania, or more east than Kevin's place, for, you know, maybe a lot of you who are out that way, but you know, could be just a little too far for you to get to. So we will be coming a little further east. And I think so after Kevin's place, you know, we're kicking it off on the 12th of June. We'll be in Benton, Pennsylvania on the 19th, so the following Saturday. And then from there, we are going down to North Carolina, possibly up northeast in that New York, Maine area. And then we'll take kind of a little breather, and then we'll be hitting two of the Midwest, 2 to 3 Midwest events in July. So those events will be released a little bit later, but yeah, man, if you're anywhere in the Pittsburgh area or want to make the trip out, we hope to see you there.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Cody will be shooting a recurve, so I'm pumped about that. I think he is too.
Yes, I will. I gotta get me dialed in here with this thing.
Oh, we'll get you dialed in. We'll be ready to roll for this fall for sure. But yeah, guys, you know, definitely tune into Instagram more than you probably have been already. I know I haven't been checking it a whole lot, but get ready for this registration. Make sure you get signed up right away so that you don't miss out on it. I think in the future, you know, this is the first year for Cody doing this, but I think it's going to get huge in years to come. I really think this is an event that is going to start to really take off. I think, you know, the trade shows are going to maybe start fizzling out because of COVID and stuff, and more things like this will start happening. Who knows? But I'm pumped about it. I'm sure you guys are as well. So thanks for tuning in. I know there was one other thing we wanted to talk about, Cody. I don't know if you want to talk about it on here or not, but there's a new platform out there. I'm excited about this, Cody, so I'm going to talk about it. But it's for Apple users only right now, ISO. But we started a club on Clubhouse, and it's like a live podcasting platform that you as a listener can tune in, so you can wave your hand. The moderators can let you into that chat room, and you can ask questions to the room. So it's more of a collaborative type of podcasting platform. It's all audio, which I like. And you have to get invited, and we only have a few invites available because it is limited right now. So if you would like one, DM us. We'll try to get you on that platform so you can join the club. All we ask is you send those invites out to your friends that would also join the mobile hunting club that we have. But I think it's a platform that's really going to do well for hunters in the coming, you know, months. I know they are going to be releasing it to the Android users here pretty directly. So make sure you check it out.
I mean, when I first seen it, I was very intrigued. I mean, just the concept overall, being a little different and gravitating away from the kind of image and video. But it's awesome because, I mean, you can talk with people. You know, I'm a talker. I like talking. I like getting questions. And being able to, you know, a lot is lost through text and you know, I guess posts in that sense. But it'll be cool because we're going to host weekly discussions, and it's just going to be pretty laxed and just kind of hang out fashion, but all things mobile hunting. So, I mean, it'll be awesome because you could hop in, chime into the conversation, listen, take off, join in again. I mean, it's pretty open. So it's kind of cool. And I think it'll be something that's really going to help the informative side of whitetail hunting, especially come season. And
I agree.
I think it's something that'll just be kind of it'll start to snowball. So yeah, check it out. It's Clubhouse. The Mobile Hunter is our club name, and yeah, I mean it's gonna be good.
Absolutely, man. Anything else before we wrap it up? I know we just wanted to make this short and sweet to announce the, you know, the Mobile Hunting Roadshow for you and for the event at my place, to get it out to everybody. So any last thoughts?
I think that pretty much wraps it up. Like I said, just be patient with us, clear your schedule. We got the dates out, and we'll get the sign up out pretty quick and all the event details too. So itinerary stuff that you might need to bring, definitely bring your bow, things like that. That'll all be covered in the event sign up. So, yeah, thanks for listening, and we really hope to see you there.
Later, guys.
Bye.